Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, and Biyakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bobas or Davkuf Yud Ches. Now, this following shir is really not so much a Machshava shir. It's more a shir in the Pshat of the Gemara. But the reason this is included in the Shom Achshava shirim is because this very rare place that we find in this sugya that the Maharsha relates and speaks about the Maharal. I asked my father, Shlita, if he knows any place in Shas that the Maharsha relates to the Maharal. He says he's not aware of. The Maharsha has one place where he speaks about the Maharal. The Maharsha lived around the same time of the Maharal. He was born 40, 50 years after the Maharal and was Nifter about 30 years after the Maharal. So they lived around the same Tkufa. Now the big chiddush is that the Maharsha and the Maharal, they both address similar things. They put a focus on the Agatas of Shas, something which many before them did not do. The Maharsha has his Chidushi Agodas on Shas, and the Maharal has his Sfarim, which relate to many of the Divri Chazal, and also we have the Chidushi Agodas of the Maharal that were printed after the Patir of the Maharal, many years later. But the Maharsha and the Maharal, many times in many sugyas, speak about the same Inyonim. And many times in the Shor Machshava Shiurim, we bring Ipshat of the Maharsha to answer a kushya, and Ipshat of the Maharal to answer a kushya. So that's why this discovery, this place where we find the Maharsha, we're speaking about the Maharal, which is probably the only place in Shas that he does that, is something which is very fundamental, very special, and therefore we're going to be eyeing in what's going on in this sugyo, what are the Maharsha and the Maharal discussing. So the Maharal and the Gurarye, the Midbar Perchavav Pasuk Nunei, he has two kushyas on the sugyo. Seemingly, they're unrelated. But when you see the answer of the Maharal, the big yesod of the Maharal in the sugyo, you see that this really explains his first question as well. So the Maharal brings the question on this daf that the Gemara asks, what was the taino of Bnei Yosef? If we hold that Leboy Oretz is Chalak Oretz, meaning anybody who comes there to Yisrael got the Chalak, so Bnei Yosef are complaining and saying, we're too many people. So what if you're too many people? Everybody got a chelik. Asks the Maharal, the way the Gemara explained in the previous daf, the way we learned in the Rashbam, how does the chalukas haaretz work? Even if you hold liboy haaretz ischalko, even if you hold it was divided to the people that went to Eretz Yisrael, but then it has to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. So you mechalik you take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, bring it back to Eretz Mitzrayim, and then it is redivided and given back to boy haaretz. Says the Maharal, so anybody who came to Eretz Yisrael above the age of 20, I mean, our Gemara is going to speak about Tefalim, the kids are less than 20. Says the Maharal, forget about less than 20, even above 20. Anybody who does not have a father, Miyotze Mitzrayim, he was a Yosam, he was an orphan. So even though he's above the age of 20, most Klal is so above the age of 20. If he's an orphan, he won't get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. He has nobody to give it back to. The way it works is that you get a chelek as boy haaretz, and then you have to give it back to Yotze Mitzrayim. If you don't have a Yotze Mitzrayim in the family, so you don't get it at all. So says the Maharal, the Chur, that was a very big group of people above the age of 20 that did not have parents from Yotze Mitzrayim. So what is the Gemara asking? What was the taina of Bnei Yosef? Here, this is the taina. They had many 20-year-olds that didn't have fathers from Yotze Mitzrayim. So the Maharal over here in Chidushi Halachos, and the first piece, answers this question. He says, no, this assumption of the Maharal, that only people that have relatives, I mean fathers from Yotze Mitzrayim, they inherit in Eretz Yisrael, that's not true. Anybody above 20 inherited in Eretz Yisrael, if you hold the boy or it's Chalak Haaretz. But if he had a father from Yotze Mitzrayim, it goes back to his father. If he did not have a father from Yotze Mitzrayim, it does not go back to his father. But they still get a Chalak in Eretz Yisrael, Bishchus Atzma. The Maharal in the next Ois brings a long arichus. And he asks a simple question in our sugya. Our Gemara says that Bnei Tzlofchot, according to Man D'Omer, Boy Ha'oretz is Chalak Ha'oretz. So Bnei Tzlofchot did not take a chelik from Tzlofchot's chelik. They only take a chelik from his father, from Nichsei Chefer. And that's why our Mishnah doesn't go according to Man D'Omer, Liboy Ha'oretz. Says the Maharal, why? According to understanding of the Rashbam, and the way Tosfos explains in the previous Amud, Boy Haaretz come to Eretz Yisrael, they take the chelik. They bring it back to the previous generation, to Yotze Mitzrayim. And then it is redistributed amongst the brothers of Yotze Mitzrayim. So says the Maharal, even though Bnei Tzlofchot on their own, they didn't have any merit to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But their cousins did get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So they took their chelik, that's boy Eretz, then they give it back to the previous generation, to boy to Yotze Mitzrayim, and then it should be redistributed amongst the brothers, including Tzlafchot. So why is the Gemara saying that only take a Nichsi Hefer? And why is the Gemara saying that our Mishnah doesn't work according to Manda Omar? Liboya Aretz is Chalka Aretz. So therefore the Maharal comes with a new pshat and a sugya, not like the Tosis and not like Rashi and Chumash. He says everybody agrees Yotze Mitzrayim are the ones that got Eretz Yisrael. The one who says Liboya Aretz is Chalka Aretz, he says the division was done by the kids, Boya Aretz. It wasn't split to Yotze Mitzrayim, only to Boya Aretz. Yotze Mitzrayim got Eretz Yisrael. The boy Aretz came and split it into pieces, and they stood on behalf of their fathers to divide it. That's what it means, the boy Aretz is Chalka Aretz. And that's what it means that the Meisim Yorshim Sachaim, the Yotze Mitzrayim inherit from boy Aretz. Not that they actually inherit. Boy Aretz are splitting it. They're taking the chalik on behalf of their father. So now that it goes back to the brothers and it's pre-split, and now that it goes back to the grandfather and it's re-split, and he does agree that the two brothers will split it equally. Meaning if one brother had 10 kids, one brother has one kid, the 10 kids comes on behalf of one brother. The one kid comes on behalf of the other brother. They take it back and they split it half and half between the brothers. But the way it works is that the boy Aretz stand on behalf of Yotze Mitzrayim. Therefore, says the Maharal, if the boy Aretz is a girl, like Bnoit Tzlofchot, so she can't stand on behalf of her father. So her father doesn't get a chelik. If he doesn't have someone standing on his behalf, so then he's not taking a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the Maharal concludes a very stark halashon. He says, "Kach pirush halacha, v'hu be'emes halacha chamuro hi v'kosho, upirashnu oiso b'schus rachamim." I have the schus of rachamim, rachamim shemaim, to explain this. The Maharsha addresses this question to the Maharal, and he says that what is Maharal asking? Why does not Slavcha don't take a chelik from their cousins? The cousins should take a part in Eretz Yisrael, bring it back to the previous generation, and it will be re-split to the daughters of Tzlofchot. Says the Maharsha, yes, of course that's what you do. But that's not called taking a chelik of their father. It's taking a chelik of their uncle. And our Mishnah says that if they took the chelik of their father, this is not called the chelik of their father, says the Maharsha. The Loshon is not meduyik. And that's the raya that our Mishnah doesn't go according to this Manda Omar. Just to conclude, if you think about it and understand, based on the Maharal's Mahalach, understand his first question. Because according to the Maharal, no one from Boy Aretz can get Chelik in Eretz Yisrael if he doesn't have a source from Yotze Mitzrayim. In any case, here's where we find the Maharsha discussing the Dvarim of the Maharal. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.